Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for defending us. Thank you, Lord, for causing everything we lay our hands upon to prosper. Thank you for your divine provisions that we have received for our needs. Thank you for fighting our battles and giving us victories. You have given us victory. Thank you for there is reigning in our hearts, fills our hearts. Thank you for putting the enemy, for what the enemy planned. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you for us. And us with yourself. Power and might, we were able to face the enemy and fight the enemy and defeat the enemy, not with our strength, but with your strength. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for your commitment to this ministry, to answering our prayers. Thank you for putting us on the right path to follow, the path of righteousness, the path of light. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a new beginning that new glory that is now for a and fruit. Thank you, Father. Great plans for us. You have a for us, and you're thank you, faithful Lord. Be glorified. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be in your presence to pray, to seek your face, O Lord, manifest your power right here in our midst. Glorify yourself. Manifest. Reveal your great power in us. So we pray right here, right now. Answer us from your throne in heaven. Visit every area of our lives that needed your interventions. Lift up our lives to the place of fulfillment. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our requests. Be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We're going to, after that point, what is Jesus? Hallelujah. Oh man. Hallelujah. Eat the blood. Hallelujah. Made the living. Hallelujah. Walked up. Hallelujah. He made eyes yeah, hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. majesty. Here again, we are so here. The ghost, come and take control right now. We are here again. Father, again, come and we are faithful. Are you faithful? We are all our Jews, Lord. Vain and Lord, no one like you, Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you, covenant keeping God, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, God of Israel. There is no one like you. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you mighty, the great, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are let me go. You are the let your name be found. We glory and honor, you let glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, 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 Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah. Let go, let be scattered all around, enemies. Let go, let be scattered God, God arise, God arise, let these enemies be scattered, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let God arise, let God arise, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, oh Lord, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. All I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you. All I have is you, Lord. All I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you, Jesus, Jesus. All I have is you, Jesus. All I have is you, Jesus, Jesus. All we have is you, all we have is you, Jesus. All we have is you. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here, setting captives free. We worship you, Savior. We worship you, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. You are here, healing every sick. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. You are here, helping everyone. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Amen. Begin to worship him, glorify him, exalt him, magnify him, worship the King of Kings, worship the Lord of Hosts, worship the Almighty God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was and he's to come, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Begin to praise him. Begin to worship him, glorify him, exalt him, magnify him, praise him. O God of Israel, we worship him. King of the universe, Lord of hosts, we praise you, Father. There is none like you, Lord. You are the Almighty God. You are the Almighty God. There is no end to your reign. There is no end to your power. There is no end to your glory. There is no end to your dominion. We praise you, King of Kings. We praise you, King of the universe, controller of the universe, maker of the universe. We worship you, Father. You decree and they appear immediately. We worship you, El Shaddai. You determine the end of all things even before they began to exist. We worship you, Jesus. You speak and it comes to pass. We praise you, Lord. You reverse the irreversible. We praise you, Lord. You cure the incurable. We praise you, Lord. You make possible the impossible. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Father. You reveal secrets, even the most hidden of secrets. We praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the light that shines in darkness, and darkness could not trace it. Darkness couldn't see it, nor could they know it or understand. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given God praises and worship. Amen. Amen. I want you to take this thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for every of your word of promise that has come to pass in my life. You can say, Father, thank you for every of your word of promise, your word of prophecy that has come to pass in my life. Thank you for fulfilling your word in my life. Thank you for doing as you have said in my life. Thank you for doing what you promised you would do. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for fulfilling your promises in my life. Thank you for fulfilling your revealed promises. The promises you revealed to me through your voice, through your Holy Spirit in me, through dreams and visions. Thank you for fulfilling those promises. And thank you for also fulfilling the promises you have written in your word. Your written promises. The one that is written in the scriptures. In the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for fulfilling them as well in my life. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for fulfilling the promises you revealed through prophecies from servants of God. From men of God. Thank you for fulfilling those promises. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me mercy. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises in my life. Thank you for bringing to pass your will in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I want you to know that the Lord is here. And there is nothing he cannot do in your life. Yeah, the Bible says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. There is nothing God cannot do in your life. So you're going to pray. Now you're going to say, Holy Spirit, connect me with the power of God that does impossible things. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, connect me right now with the power of God that does impossible things. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, connect my spirit, soul, and body with the power of Jesus, with the power of God that make impossible things possible. Holy Spirit, connect my life, connect the situations of my life with the power of Christ, with the power of God that make impossible things possible. Right now, in the name of Jesus, connect me, Holy Spirit. Connect me, Holy Spirit, with the flow of God's power that make impossible things possible. Connect me with the flow of God's strength that does impossible things, that does wondrous things, that does miraculous things. Holy Spirit, connect my life, connect my situation, connect my environment with the flow of God's power that does miraculous things, that does impossible things, that does great and mighty things, that does wondrous things. Holy Spirit, connect me now with the flow of God's power. In the name of Jesus, connect me now, Holy Spirit. Connect me now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that right now, your spirit, soul, and body, and entire environment and situations are connected with the flow of God's power in the name of Jesus. The flow of God's power that does mighty miracles is now connected with your life, with your spirit, soul, and body, and with your situations and environment in Jesus' name. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your power undo everything the enemy has done or is doing against my life, against my health, against my calling, against my marriage, against my career. Everything the enemy has done, everything the enemy is doing, Father, begin to undo them, begin to terminate them by your power. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Right now, let the power of God undo them. Let the power of God undo them. Let the power of God terminate them. Everything Satan has done complete against my life. Everything Satan has done against my calling, against my ministry, against my destiny, against my career, against my marriage. Right now, let the power of God undo them. Let the power of God terminate them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Everything the devil have done against my health, let the power of God undo them right now. In the name of Jesus, every evil, every witchcraft the enemy have done against my life, against my calling, against my health, against my peace and joy, let the power of God undo them right now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God undo them right now. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to know how they have done it. I don't want to know where they have done it. Every evil that has been done by the enemy, by Satan, by the kingdoms of darkness against my life, calling, and destiny, let the power of God undo them right now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ, undo them right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God terminate them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God arrest every demon on assignment to frustrate my life, to frustrate good things in my life. Let the power of God arrest them. Let the power of God arrest and destroy them. Every demon on assignment to frustrate my peace, to frustrate my life, to frustrate good things in my life, let the power of God arrest them. Begin to pray like that. Let the power of God, thank you, Lord, arrest them. Arrest them. Arrest them. Let the power of God arrest and destroy them. Let the power of God arrest and remove them from my life. Permanently, in the name of Jesus, every demon on assignment to scatter good things in my life, to spoil good things in my life, to damage good things in my life, to frustrate good things in my life, let the power of God arrest and scatter them. Let the power of God arrest and remove them from my life completely and permanently. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release judgment upon princes of darkness that have determined to make my life difficult. You can say, Father, release judgment upon princes of darkness that have determined to make my life difficult, that have determined to make my success difficult, that have determined to make my progress difficult. Oh Lord, release judgment upon them right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, release judgment now. Release judgment now. Release judgment upon princes of darkness. Princes of darkness that have determined to make my life miserable, that have determined to frustrate my peace and joy. Princes of darkness that have determined to destroy my destiny. to terminate your plans and purposes for my life. Oh Lord, release judgment upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, Jehanege Kliashte Tasmana, O God of Israel, release judgment upon princes of darkness that have determined to make my progress and success difficult. They have determined to make my rise difficult, to make my breakthroughs difficult. O Lord of hosts, release judgment upon them. Jeshiha teso seshtene heki hande hadidia. Helele jiaso seshjunia kadibala. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, release the judgment for their destruction. Release the judgment for their destruction. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. I saw that the kingdom of darkness have captured the mind of some of you. Yeah, and they are able to influence your mind negatively, control your mind, control your thoughts. And in that way, they make you miserable. They take away your peace. They're able to take away your joy because they're able to control your mind. Yeah. They're able to turn your emotions against you. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every demonic container holding my mind captive. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them and release my mind. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every demonic container holding my mind captive. Destroy them and release my mind. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nisheki hashten desoza. Mijigereke talihan dehaktoshidea. Hesuzene I deshtene ighashtu hatrashbala. Mehendri hakiosa sujiando bereria. Right now, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every demonic encasement, every demonic container that is holding my mind captive. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every demonic bottle, demonic vessels holding my mind captive, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Le hashiye susene geshtada. Natasha gad etalamalala. Destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God destroy the negative effects of negative words that have been pronounced upon my life, that have been spoken against my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God destroy the negative effects of negative words that have been spoken against my life, hurtled against my life. Thank you, Lord. Right now, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, right now, let the power of God destroy. Let the power of God destroy the negative effects of the negative words that have been hurtled against my life, hurtled against my calling, hurtled against my career, my ministry. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God begin to destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the power of God destroy them. Let the power of God destroy them. The negative effect of the negative words that have been spoken and hurled against my life, that have been spoken against my calling and destiny, against my marriage, against my health, let the power of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God destroy them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, arise in your anger and consume every agent and creatures of darkness that have surrounded me to destroy me. Arise, O Lord of hosts, from the midst of my life, and in your anger consume agents of darkness and creatures of darkness that have surrounded me to swallow me up, that have surrounded me to destroy my life. O Lord of hosts, arise and consume them now. Consume them now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, arise and consume them. Arise and consume them. Arise and consume them. In the name of Jesus, agents of darkness, creatures of darkness that have surrounded me to destroy me. O Lord of hosts, arise in your anger from the midst of my life and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Arise, O Lord, from the midst of my life. In your anger, consume forces of darkness, powers of darkness, agents of darkness, creatures of darkness that have surrounded my life to heat up my life, to destroy my life. Arise, O Lord of hosts, from the midst of my life and waste them all. In the name of Jesus, arise from the midst of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Consume them all. Consume them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. We have prayed this prayer before. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I enter into the hour of manifestation of God's will for my life, of God's plans for my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you're going to say, I enter into the hour of manifestation of God's will for my life, of God's plans for my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nishi akte suje get hand shala. Mahashtena esuziam dishijia. Lekte shenegishtenizia dishala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I enter into the hour of manifestation of the will of God for my life. I enter into that hour of manifestation of the plans of God for my life, calling, and destiny. I enter into that hour. 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 Right now, in the name of Jesus, that hour, thank you, Lord, that hour of manifestation of God's plan for my life, of God's plan for my destiny, of God's plan for my calling, I enter into that hour right now, in the name of Jesus. The hour of manifestation of the will of God for my life, I enter into that hour right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, fill my mouth with words that glorifies you. Fill my mouth with words that honors you. Yeah, there are words that God wants to hear from you. There are songs God wants to be hearing from your mouth. Yeah, not rubbish words. Words that had, that does not add glory to God. You're going to say, Father, fill my mouth with words that glorifies you. Fill my mouth with words, with songs that glorifies you, that honors you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, take away from my mouth words that does not glorify you, that does not praise you, that does not magnify you. In the name of Jesus, fill my mouth with words that glorifies you. Fill my mouth, fill my tongue with words that glorifies you, that honors you. In the name of Jesus, Father, fill my mouth with words, with songs that glorifies you. In the name of Jesus, fill my mouth with scriptures. Fill my mouth with words that are seasoned with grace. Fill my mouth with words that are seasoned with grace, seasoned with love, seasoned with righteousness. Fill my mouth with words that are seasoned with faith. In the name of Jesus, fill my mouth with words that glorifies your kingdom, that glorifies your ways, that glorifies your nature, that glorifies you. Lord, fill my mouth with such words in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to not allow the outward events or the events happening around me to control me against your will. So, Father, strengthen me to not allow the events happening around me to control me against righteousness, to control me against your will. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Strengthen me, O God. Strengthen my mind. Strengthen my soul. Strengthen my spirit. Strengthen me, O Lord, to not allow the events happening around me, the events happening to me, to control me out of your will and purposes. Oh Lord, strengthen me to not allow the events happening in my environment, the events happening to me on the outside. Oh Lord, strengthen me to not allow them control me out of your will. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, oh God, to not allow the events happening around me to control me against your will, to control me against your ways, to control me against your righteousness, to control me against your word. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still praying. Yeah. I saw that some of you you have a height that magnifies problems or negative situations. Yeah, you kind of so much magnify what the things that are happening to you that are not pleasant. You kind of think them to be too big. Yeah. Of course, we know that those things are negative. They are problems. They are challenges. Yeah. But you should not magnify them with your eyes or with your mind. Yeah. You should not think of them as something so big that the power of God cannot solve. Yeah, because some of us, by the time we have magnified those problems, we will now forget the potency of God's power. Yeah. We will now begin to deny the potency of God's power because we feel like, oh, this problem is too big. How can God solve this one? oh, this problem is too great. How can God ever fix this one? It's because you have magnified the problem. Yeah, because in God's eyes, it is actually small. Yeah. What you consider a big issue before God is actually very small. In fact, it is nothing. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away from my mind. Take away from my head every high that magnifies problem. Take away from me the highs that magnify problems, the highs that magnify difficulties, to the point that I forget how powerful you are, to the point that I forget the potency of your power. Oh Lord, take away such eyes from me. Take away such mind from me. Begin to pray like that. Take away from me, oh God, every high that magnifies problems, every high that magnifies challenges, every high that magnifies difficulties. Lord, take them away from me right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every mind that magnifies problems to the point that I begin to lose faith and trust in you, to the point that I begin to lose faith in the potency of your power. Lord, take away such eyes from me. In the name of Jesus, take away such highs from me. Every high that magnifies what the enemy is doing. Thank you, Lord. Take away such highs from me. Every high that magnifies the activities of darkness, the operations of darkness. Lord, take away them from me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When David set his eyes on Goliath, he was not magnifying what he saw as the other soldiers were magnifying, because all of them were scared. They were like, this is a giant. No one can face this one. They were like, this man is a giant. I don't think I will last 1 minute in combat with him. He is going to slaughter me. So everyone were magnifying what their eyes saw. And that is what many of you do. Yeah, you magnify what your eyes are seeing. I mean the problems, the difficulties. Your eyes are seeing, you magnify them. And then the angels God have sent to help you, they just withdraw. Because you have already magnified the problems more than God. Yeah, you have magnified the problem more than the power of God. So the angels that have been sent to help you, once they see that you have considered those forces working against you as the Almighty, those angels will just withdraw from you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. David refused to magnify the giant he saw. In fact, he was seeing the giant as a hand. Yeah, he was seeing the giant as nothing. And that was how he defeated the giant. So if you want to defeat the giants, you must not see them as giants. Yeah, if you will conquer the problems in your life, including the deadly disease that some doctors say is incurable, until you stop magnifying that problem, it will not leave your life. Yeah. So you are going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, give me the eyes of faith. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, give me the eyes of faith that look down on problems, difficulties. I don't know the English word to use. Maybe you can say the eyes of faith that demagnifies. Yeah, that demotes problems and difficulties. Give me such eyes of faith that downgrades problems and difficulties. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Give me the eyes of faith that consider giants as hands. Give me such eyes of faith that sees the end of my problems even before the end. Give me the eyes of faith that sees the end of my difficulties even before the end. Give me the eyes of faith that sees the end of my battles even before the end. Give me such eyes of faith that brings down the enemy at sight, that reduces difficulties and problems to nothing. Give me such eyes of faith that reduces problems, difficulties, limitations to nothing. Give me the eyes of faith that reduces principalities and powers and witchcraft and agents of darkness and all kingdoms of darkness to nothing. Give me such eyes of faith. Give me such eyes of faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I said it some time ago that the only thing God cannot do is what God don't want to do. Yeah, the only thing God cannot do is what He don't want to do. So which means that He can do anything. I mean, anything. Yeah. He can do anything. Because He's God. Yeah. And fortunately, we as Christians, we are able to know the things that God wants to do. Remember that I said the only thing God cannot do is what He don't want to do. But now we as Christians, we're able to know what God wants to do. Yeah. Because we have seen it in His Word. We have seen those things in the Scriptures. Yeah. So now the point is, why are we so afraid to believe God and trust God for what He wants to do? You know that there's a difference. There's a difference between asking someone to do what he doesn't want to do and asking someone to do what he wants to do. You know, there are two different things. Yeah. But now we know the things that God wants to do. And we can't trust Him to do it. We can't ask Him to do it. We can't even believe Him to do it. Yeah, that is where we failed. That is where we have failed. Even after knowing what God wants to do, we still cannot trust Him that He will do what He wants to do. Yeah, we are still doubting Him. Yeah, so and you may be asking, what are those things God wants to do? Read your Bible. You will see a lot of them. God wants to deliver you. God wants to heal you. God wants to sanctify you. He wants to lift you up. There's a lot of things He wants to do. He wants to touch you. He wants to help you. He wants to visit you. He wants to bring you closer to Himself so that you can know Him. He wants to speak to you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. Yeah, a lot of things God wants to do for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to revive you. He wants to strengthen you. A lot of things He wants to do. He wants to teach you. He wants to open your eyes and show you many things. A lot God wants to do. So the question is, why is it difficult for you to believe Him and trust Him for the things He wants to do? These things are always in His mind to do it for everyone. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. Give me a heart that believes you and trusts you and wait on you for the things you want to do in my life. For the things you want to do for me. Give me a heart that believes you. Give me a heart that trusts you. Give me a heart that waits on you for the things you want to do for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Give me a heart, O God, that believes you, that trusts you, that waits on you for the things you want to do for me. Give me such a heart, Lord. Give me such a heart, Lord. Give me such a heart, Lord, that is ready to wait for the things you want to do for me, for the things you want to do in my life. Give me such a heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Going to say, let God that together the enemies attacking my destiny is scattered. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let God arise in the name of Jesus. God arise and scatter of the my call, attack and career and arise and scatter. Let God scatter them there. Togetherness, witchcraft of functioning again. Let forever. Thank you, Lord. The net against my, let God arise in the name of and scatter Let enter them in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Let God arise and scatter the gatherings of agents of Satan, agents of hell, agents of witchcraft, attacking my calling and destiny, attacking my health, attacking my career and marriage. Let God arise and scatter them forever. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let God arise and scatter them forever. Gathering of marine spirits, connections and networking of marine spirits, serpentine spirits, demons attacking my life and destiny. Let God arise and scatter them forever. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, destroy every demonic hand prolonging the time of my testimony. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, destroy every demonic hand prolonging the time of my breakthrough, prolonging the time of my progress, prolonging the time I get my blessings. Father, destroy them now. I'll begin to pray like that. Destroy them in the name of Jesus. Every demonic hand prolonging the time of my testimony, prolonging the time of my breakthrough, prolonging the time of my success. Thank you, Jesus. Destroy them now. I believe you're praying that prayer passionately. I believe you're praying that prayer passionately. Destroy them in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, destroy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, destroy every demonic hand prolonging the time of my testimonies, prolonging the time that I get my blessings. Father, destroy such hand right now. In the name of Jesus. I decree that the hands prolonging the fulfillment of God's will for your life, the evil hands pushing back the blessings you should have received, I decree that they are destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus, they are destroyed now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this? You're going to say, I connect my life with the flow of God's blessings that destroy every curse. Yeah. You're going to say, I connect my life with the flow of God's blessings that destroy every curse. I connect my life with that flow right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. I connect my life. I connect my life. I connect my spirit with the flow of God's blessings that destroy every curse right now in the name of Jesus. I connect my soul and body with the flow of God's blessings that destroy every curse right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I connect my finances, my bank accounts with the flow of God's blessings that destroy every curse in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I connect my marriage with the flow of God's blessings that destroy every curse right now in the name of Jesus. I connect my ministry with the flow of God's blessings that destroy every curse in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, sweep away from my life every thing deposited into my life by darkness. Yeah. You're going to imagine as though God is holding a big broom in his hand. Yeah, that sweeps. You know, just as you take broom and sweep dirty things out of your room, out of your apartment. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, sweep away from my life everything deposited by darkness, everything deposited by demons, by witchcraft. Sweep them out of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nehashi jera hetasa. Nishtege hande jejevala. Meshjeha sushila de tashadeya. Sweep them out. Now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, sweep out of my life everything deposited by darkness. Every evil deposited by darkness, sweep them out of my life. Every sickness, weakness, infirmity, diseases deposited by darkness, Lord, sweep them out of my life. 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 Demonic luggages, demonic loads, demonic packages. Oh Lord, sweep them out of my life. Every rubbish deposited by darkness into my life, sweep them out of my life. Thank you, Lord. Pollution deposited by darkness into my life, oh Lord, sweep them out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sweep them out. Rubbish, pollution, evil deposited by darkness into my life, oh Lord, sweep them out right now in the name of Jesus. Sweep them out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I saw that some of you, the reason why God has not helped you is because your faith is in some people, your trust is in some people. Yeah, you keep calling those people. Yeah, because you believe they are the ones that will help you. They are the ones that will save you from your shame. Yeah, that is why you have not yet received help from God. Yeah, because those are not the people that will help you. It is God that will help you. And if God will use people, God will use the people he has chosen, not the people you are looking at, but the people he has chosen. So you are going to pray. Yeah, I believe you have to repent so that God can help you. So stop calling those people. Call God, not people. Yeah, call God. And then God will send people. Stop calling the people. stop looking at the people. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. Help me to withdraw my trust in people for help and put all my trust in you for help. I'm going to repeat my song. You're going to say, Father, help me to withdraw my trust in people for help and put my trust in you for help. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me, O God, to withdraw my trust in people for help and put all my trust in you for help. In the name of Jesus, help me to stop looking at people for help, but to look only at you for help. Help me, Father. Nihijeke sasala shinamatala. Negedea koshianana. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Yeah. Because until you get it right at that point, God is not ready to help you. Say, Father, help me. Help me, Father, to get it right. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to, okay, just place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head and pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, let my ears be deaf to every voice that is how will I put it now? Every voice that is programmed by the enemy to mislead me, let my ears be deaf to those voices. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, from this very moment onward, let my ears be deaf to voices that have been programmed by the enemy to mislead me out of God's will, to mislead me out of God's way. Let my ears be deaf to those voices. In the name of Jesus, every voice that are going to bring corruption and pollution to my soul. Let my ears be deaf to them now. In the name of Jesus, every voice that are going to bring weakness and carnality to my spirit and soul, let my ears be deaf to them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every voice that are going to bring unbelief, doubts, fears to me, let my ears be deaf to them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing to move forward from stagnation. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing to move forward from stagnation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the anointing to move forward from limitation, to move forward from stagnation. I receive the anointing to move forward right now. I receive the anointing to move forward right now. I receive the anointing to move forward right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing. I receive the anointing. I receive the anointing. I receive the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. I receive the anointing to move forward from the point of stagnation and limitation. I receive the anointing to move forward with speed from the point of stagnation and limitation and delay. I receive the anointing to move forward with speed. Thank you, Lord. From the point of stagnation, limitations, and delay, I receive the anointing to move forward now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, there's a kind of beauty that is about to be revealed in your life. That is what the Lord is showing me right now. There's a kind of beauty that is about to be revealed in your life. A kind of beauty you have not seen. Meaning that it has not been there before. It has not been in your life before. And it's about to be reviewed. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the beauty that will bring honor to the name of the Lord appear in my life right now. Let the beauty that will bring honor and praise to the name of the Lord appear in my life right now. Let it appear in my home. Let it appear in my family. Let it appear in my career, calling, and destiny. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, the beauty, continue to pray, the beauty that will give honor to the Lord, the beauty that will give praise to the name of the Lord, appear right now. Nishia kehasasiyadada, nishadehatashina. Right now, right now, right now, appear in my life, appear in my life, appear in my life, appear in my life, appear in my house, appear in my home, appear in my business, appear in my career, and calling, and ministry, and destiny. Right now, the beauty that will give honor and glory and praise to the name of the Lord appear now. In the name of Jesus, appear right now. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray, don't stop. Let it appear right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Yeah, you know, it's a painful thing to God. It's a painful thing to God and heaven. If after you have identified the barrier stopping you from getting closer to God, you still did not remove that barrier. The Holy Spirit has helped you to know the barrier that is stopping you from growing spiritually. The barrier that is stopping you from knowing God deeply. And you refuse to remove that barrier. It's a painful thing to God. It shows that you don't love God. And it shows that you don't want God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to get rid. Now, every time we pray prayers like, Lord, help me to do this. Those kind of prayers will work if you are willing to do that thing, yeah. But if you are like, okay, just God, just help me. But deep down in you, you are not willing to change. God will not help you. Yeah, that's the fact. For instance, let's say you are addicted to something. And now you know that this thing I'm doing is wrong. It's a bad lifestyle. It offends God. And then you're saying, God help me to stop this. And you are not willing to take actions to stop. God will not help you to stop it. Yeah. It will not. So every time we pray prayers like, God help me to do this, help me not to do that, make sure that you are praying that prayer with a heart that is ready to stop. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to get rid of every barrier blocking me from getting closer to you, blocking me from knowing you deeply, blocking me from growing in the knowledge and revelations of you. Help me to get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Say, oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help me to get rid of every barrier. Every barrier stopping me from becoming close to you, from knowing you deeply. Help me, Father, to get rid of them. Help me to eliminate them. Help me to cut them off. Everything that is drawing me far from you, keeping me at a low level spiritually, help me to get rid of them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand reach out to me. And pull me out of every depth of darkness that have captured my soul. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand reach out to me and pull me out from the depths of darkness that has captured my soul, that have enslaved my soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, reach out to me by your mighty hand. 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 Pull me out, O Lord of hosts, from every depth of darkness that have captured my soul. Reach out to me, O God. Reach out to me, O Lord. Reach out to me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Nishihase shenegeteshtela. Gidihore tanada. Meshijiene kihisishneya. Continue to pray like that. Reach out to me, O Lord of hosts. With your mighty hand, pull me out of depths of darkness that has captured my soul. Pull me out. Pull me out. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. This is a very serious prayer point. Continue to pray. Nihasha jedege tashtavala. Mahande kijia sushina dashtala. Reach out to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray that prayer point again. Yeah. There is so much in darkness that you don't know. So much. Yeah. And I want to see your soul in heaven. Yeah. I seriously want to see your soul in heaven. Yeah, but I know how many Christians have been captured in the depths of darkness. And many of them, they see visions, they prophesy, they get divine revelations. Many of them, they are anointed. They are able to work miracles. Yeah, many of them presently look like they are just correct Christians. Good Christians. But their souls is gone. Yeah. Their souls is gone. Now you might be asking, how come they look like good Christians? Even they see themselves as good Christians. And yet their souls is lost in darkness. Yeah. The simple answer is that there are realms in darkness that would have captured a soul, and that soul will think he is free or she is free. That soul, we think that he is all right. Yeah. Yeah, so that is why this prayer point is very important. Yeah. Because many of you don't know well, let me not go into that. You're going to pray that same prayer point. You're going to pray it again. You're going to say, Father, reach out your hands to me and pull me out of depths of darkness that have captured my soul. Reach out to me. Pull me out from depths of darkness that has captured my soul. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah. Many of you think you love God. Yeah. But let a level of persecution and temptation and trial come to you, then you will know that you never loved God. That's what I'm talking about. Because you would misbehave. Yeah. It is at that point you will know that you never loved God all this while. I know what I'm talking about. Say, Father, reach for me and pull me out. Thank you, Lord. Reach out your hands to me. Pull me out from depths of darkness that have captured my soul. Thank you, Lord. Pull me out. Whether I know that darkness or I don't know the darkness, Lord, pull me out. Whether I'm aware of the darkness or not, Lord, pull me out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray just this last prayer point. You're going to pray. There's a high level of hypocrisy going on in the body of Christ. Yeah. And you should know a part of that network of hypocrisy or network of hypocrites. Yeah. You shouldn't be someone who is something in the public and something else in the secret. You opened your mouth and said something in the public, and then the secret you're saying the opposite. That is hypocrisy. Yeah, that is hypocrisy. You tell people that this is what you are, this is what you will do, this is what you stand for. And then you go behind and say and do and practice the opposite. That is wrong. Such people are serpents. And God hates serpents. So So you are going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away from my lips. Take away from my tongue every spirit that that speaks lies. I don't know how to put it. Every spirit that speaks lies, every spirit that deceives, Lord, take them away from me. Take them away from my tongue. Take them away from my lips. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every spirit that makes me say what I do not mean. You know, many Christians are even hypocrites in the place of prayer. Yeah, they say what they do not mean. Yeah, begin to say every spirit that speaks lies, that deceives, oh Lord, remove it from me. Remove such spirit from my tongue. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of hypocrisy, remove it from my life. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that makes a man appear to be what he isn't, Lord, take it away from my life. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that makes me misrepresent Jesus on earth, misrepresent God's kingdom on earth, oh Lord, remove such spirit from me. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that does not make me to stand with the truth and stand for the truth, every spirit that destroys integrity and sincerity in my life, oh Lord, remove such spirit from me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh Lord, our Father, King of Israel, King of Kings, King of Glory, we bless your name for you are so kind and merciful. You are so gracious and loving. We say thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for what you have done during the course of this meeting. Thank you for what you will do immediately after this meeting. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I pray for as many of you who have prayed with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your faith. I pray for you that from today, your life shall be filled with the blessings of prayer. From today, your life shall be filled with the results of prayer. In the name of Jesus, the answers to your prayers shall come to you without delay. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The grace that you need to live the kind of life Jesus wants you to live for Him here on earth. Receive that grace now in Jesus' name. The help that you need to prosper and succeed, receive them right now in Jesus' name. The favor that you need to attain the height God has prepared for you. Receive the favor now in Jesus' name. The anointing of dominion, as it is in heaven, shall come upon you now. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, the anointing of dominion, as it is in the kingdom of God, shall come upon you right now in Jesus' name. You shall dominate the forces of darkness that have been oppressing you. You shall trample upon them. You shall oppress them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Henceforth, you shall no longer you shall not only be in health, but you will also be able to minister healings to the sick. In the name of Jesus, I repeat. Henceforth, you shall not only live healthy, you will also carry the power to heal sick people, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered these prayers. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. And amen. Yeah, so we'll stop here. Remain blessed.